Hello, hello, hello. This is the air castle in the land of make-believe. And all the children everywhere can hear us because we have a magic wire which goes to the radio. My, but the tower room is beautiful today, decorated in green and red and silver. Clickety-clack, the little wooden man, Bugler Murphy and Happy Duck, and President Pitt, and Boppo must have been very busy since we were here last, because it does look very much like Christmas. The silver magic bells are all decorated with red and green ribbons, and now they are ringing for all the good little girls and boys everywhere, because they are so good, and for the little girls and boys who may have been naughty, because they are not going to be naughty anymore. My, but Christmas is in the air, all right, and we can just tell it. Looking through the window towards Toyland, we see a procession of little toys coming to the air castle. And I believe Santa Claus is going to visit the air castle today. And perhaps that is why. He's getting ready to take all of these wonderful toys to different girls and boys who have been very good. So while we're waiting, shall we sing the song about the Toyland Jubilee? This is the favorite song of the little toys who come to visit the air castle. Billy Dolly was so jolly at the Toyland Jubilee. He was singing in a swing beneath a pretty candy tree. Froggy band was playing, all the dolls were swaying, happy as could be. Shaggy doggy scared a froggy with the cutest mandolin. Dimple Dotty said, "You naughty, wicked little Rin Tin Tin." He hid in the flowers, stayed asleep for hours while the dance with glee. Wooden soldier said, "I'm bolder than a great big polar bear." But a cricket in a thicket chirped and gave him such a scare. Chinese lanterns twinkled, magic green bells tinkled, lovely sight to see. In the morning without warning all the little sunbeams came. Breezes rustled as they hustled homeward to be found the same. Come sometime with me if you'd like to see the Toyland Jubilee.
I believe I hear Clickety Clack coming upstairs. Yes, here he comes, Clickety Clack, little wooden man. Hello, and here's Bugler Murphy, too. Oh, they're dressed in their Christmas uniforms again. Aye, but they're beautiful. Those beautiful silver helmets and the red and green suits, trimmed all in silver with bright, sparkling buttons that look to be studded with diamonds, are they? Oh, my. There's no end of jewels in the land of make-believe. And President Pip is very generous with them, too. President Pip will be here pretty soon, I think. Yes, here he comes now. Oh, let's blow the salute, Bugler Murphy. Hello, President Pip.
Goodness me. Here I am, and very, very glad to be here, too, I'll tell you. Well, Storyman, do I look as nice today as I did yesterday?
Oh, I'm quite sure you look better, if such a thing could be possible, President Pip.
Well, maybe because I curled my beard extra, and it's a little bit... You see, look closely.
Oh, doesn't it sparkle, though, President Pip? What have you done to your beard?
Well, I sprinkled a little silver dust in it to make it look extra special. Santa Claus will certainly be surprised when he sees me with a silver, sparkling beard.
I should say he will, President Pip.
Story man, you know, I feel very, very happy. And I certainly always do feel happy when I know Santa Claus is going to visit us. I like to sing a little song.
All right, President Tip, you don't often favor us with a song. Clack is applauding you.
Well, I'm certainly glad you received my modest efforts with such enthusiastic enthusiasm. Goodness me. Sorry, ma'am, we better get down to the courtyard.
All right, Tickety Clack is leading the way. And where is Yip, that funny little wooden dog? There it is. Come on, Yip. We're all going down to the courtyard. Come on.
Oh, here's Happy Duck. Hello, Happy Duck. Goodness me.
Happy Duck is wearing a little red ribbon, a little red boots, and a little red hat.
And some green celery.
Celery?
No, excuse me, I mean parsley.
Parsley?
No, I mean holly. Goodness me. I've been thinking about celery and parsley and things to eat so much all day today about the big feast we're going to have.
Oh, I wondered, President Pip, how you could make such a mistake. No, Happy Duck, he didn't mean that. We know you're wearing a beautiful Christmas little holly badge.
Yes, I didn't mean parsley or celery or both. Goodness me.
Well, here we are coming to the courtyard now. Oh, President Pip, just see all of those different toys coming here from far and near.
Oh, just see the little... Goodness me, there, that must be a Cupid there. I can tell by seeing his head and his little fat stomach. Goodness me. He certainly is glad to be coming here today. I will say that. He must have had his dinner.
I think he has, President Pip.
He's almost as stout as a bugle merchant. Well, see, they're getting closer, Story Man.
Oh, who are those over there?
Well, those are the dolls. Those are the dolls. And see, there come some of the brownies and some of the elves. They're helping them along. Pull in the little wagon.
Oh, how many little wagons?
Oh, goodness me. Story Man, I don't know. Looks like 457 little tiny little wagons. All red and green and some little blue ones, too.
Well, President Pip. Ah, they'll soon be here. It's all right.
Goodness me. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do, Story Man. Tell you what I'll do. I'll go up to the tower and get my special telescope because I want to keep a good lookout for Santa Claus.
Oh, President Pip, I think he'll be coming here almost any moment.
You think we better tell the toys anything about it yet?
Well, I think they expect Santa Claus to take them with him.
Well, I wonder if he... Oh, wait. Look through my magic monocle, Story Man. Do you see anything?
I believe I do see Santa Claus coming, President Pip.
You and Clickety Clack tell all the little dolls to you just tell them to all make themselves at home because tomorrow we're going to have Santa Claus take them all away with him. And we're going to have him take them in the reindeer sleigh and in the aeroplanes and in trains and every kind of a wonderful ride they're going to have. Oh, look, Story Man, can I believe my eyes? Can I believe my ears?
Oh, I believe Santa Claus is coming, President Pip.
Oh, see the sleigh and the reindeers and everything.
Oh, Bugler Murphy, just see Santa Claus is coming right through the air. Oh. Oh.
Hello now. Hello.
Hello, Santa Claus.
Hello, Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. Oh, my.
Whoa, there, Thunder and Gleason. Whoa, Dancer. Whoa, Prancer.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. And I see all the toys are gathering from everywhere. And the finest looking toys I've ever seen. Whoa, there. Whoa. You know, these reindeers only take this trip once a year. And by George, they're just so excited they don't know what to do.
Well, I certainly am going to have to travel a long, long way. I will say that. Goodness me.
Well, I just want to greet all the toys. Hello there, all you happy little toys.
Oh, aren't they glad?
Oh, President Pip, they're so glad. Aren't they, to see Santa Claus?
See, they're cheering for you, Santa Claus.
Well, I'm awfully glad to see you. Oh, we're going to have a very happy time this year.
Oh, President Pip, there go the magic bells.
Yeah, Story Man, you'll have to be going.
Well, Story Man, are you going to be going?
Yes, Santa Claus, I'll have to go back to the land of every day, but I'll tell all the children how well you look.
Thank you so much. Oh, I'll be glad to see all the fine little girls and boys this year, so I will.
We're glad to see you already.
Clickety Clack and Bugler Murphy, you're just overjoyed. You know, they think Santa Claus is one of the finest men that ever lived.
Well, why isn't he?
Goodbye, children. Be good, and you'll be happy.